Hello and welcome to today's podcast with myself and Karen McClintock. I'm Donna, if you don't already know. And today we are going to have a conversation around the concept of kindness. It's maybe not a concept, but it is something that all of us should really be doing, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah. How are you? It's a good quality to have about you. Yes, I'm good. Thank you for greeting me as Karen McClintock. Now, Karen everybody McClintock. Knows. Who I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, really good. I am absolutely loving the weather at the minute. I've got my shorts on. That's not normal for me.
So kindness then, it's an interesting topic actually, because it's something I suppose everyone should be doing. It's a trait, isn't it, really? People are probably a wee bit more kind these days with everything that's happening with the pandemic and all that kind of caper. People are a wee bit more... I noticed... Yesterday, I don't know what it was, but yesterday lots of children said hello to me randomly walking down the street, and I just thought it was really weird because it's like kids never say hello and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But then I was thinking maybe they're picking up on their parents, maybe their parents are being a bit more like that to people in the street, you know. Have you noticed anything? People definitely are kinder these days, or a bit more
do you know what this could play on is what we talked about last week, the law of attraction. So I'm noticing it as well. I'm noticing people saying hello. When I was out for a big walk this morning, people were like hello and oh lovely, like literally going oh lovely day today, you know. And I don't know these people. Yeah. So I law of attraction wise, this is the type of people I want to be coming into my life, because I do think there could be the flip side of that. I'm sure there's people that are like becoming the opposite because they're irritated and angry and they're just can't be bothered with anybody too. But I'm not saying that, and I don't want to talk about that because I'm not,
yeah,
I don't want to bring that into my life. But no, I am seeing the happy side of people for sure, and a lot of that will be down to the weather as well.
Yeah, I think it's more a lot of it more to do with this whole kind of the pandemic thing, because you can see like a lot of people doing things like volunteering, people maybe getting shopping for people that live in the street. My mum actually was talking to one of her neighbours the other day, and she'd never seen her really before. And she was a young girl, I think she was about 19, 20. And she was saying, do you want me to get you any shopping or anything? And mummy was like, no, you're all right, thanks. But she was actually quite offended. I says to her, that's a nice, kind thing. Somebody's trying to be nice and, you know, kind to you. Mm. You think of the positives.
Yeah.
Mummy was thinking, oh, she must think I'm really old or something.
Need looked after, yeah.
Yeah, you can exactly.
Choose, but like we're always talking about, you can always choose how you interpret something that somebody says to you. So
how you perceive things.
Yeah, choose the higher vibe and then you'll feel better. Simple.
Yeah. But it's interesting, like, why do you think people are a bit more kind these days, a bit more compassionate? Is it because that happens in times where everyone's having a bad time? Or
yeah, it's probably as basic as the whole phrase that's going about, we're all in this together. And we are, you know, everybody in the world has been told to stay in their house for a while, so you know, it brings people closer together, and then that brings out the kindness, I guess. And it's I think I was writing some notes before we came on, and I was thinking to myself, it's just a lovely topic. I love the word kindness, it just feels nice to even say it. And it just makes me smile when people are kind and really basic stuff, you know, when like something like saying hello, or you know, when you drop something and somebody picks it up for you and you don't know them. I love that as well. Or for instance, whenever we had that, Donna, that socially distanced walk the other day, and I brought you a coffee, wasn't that kind?
It was kind. Thanks for reminding me how kind you are, Karen.
I'll be one
next time.
No, but
I'll
just
have to be kind next time. Yeah.
I just mean something really basic can be like, oh, thanks for thinking about me. That's all it is. It doesn't have to be monetary. I didn't even need to bring you a coffee. It could have been just, let's meet up and go for a walk. That's kind, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing about kindness is it's basically treating other people as you would like to be treated, isn't it?
Yeah. Basic, you know. Yeah. And I was watching a YouTube video with the title "The Science of Kindness." So, and this is pretty. If I read this, we sort of extract out. It'll seem obvious to anybody who's listening, but it's whether you're aware of it or not. It's another thing. So, if you perform just one random act of kindness a day, you not only reduce your stress, anxiety, and depression, but your body, along with the person you're being kind to, is actually flooded with hormones that help you feel more calm, healthier, and happier. And you've maybe heard these hormones before. You know, you're talking serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin that we talked about before. Your feel-good hormone. Those are all the good, energized, happy hormones. By doing something really, really basic. And when other people's, and when outsiders see it as well, so they're not involved in it, that if they see it, they also feel good. And they may even be inclined to pay it forward with somebody else. So what you have there is a chain reaction of kindness, which is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And what is interesting, I can see how that would play out. And I suppose I can see why then if people are in a period of stress or like in the war or like something, if something bad's happening, why you would want to feel all them happy things, all them happy feelings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. As I said, it's basic, but do we do it and do we watch for the effect that it has? Well, maybe you won't see the effect because if you're kind to a stranger, you don't know what they're going to do the rest of their day. But you would like to think that they maybe do something as well because it's given them the thought to do it. I was also reading on Psychology Today that kindness maybe has a connotation of meaning someone's naive or weak. But this is funny. Not true, because to be kind actually takes courage and strength. It's a great interpersonal skill. It's probably be on everybody's CV. I am kind. And also, can you be kind to yourself? You know, can you speak nicely to yourself? This is a thread that runs through our shows all the time. But it's, if you can't be kind to yourself, how can you be kind to anybody else? You know.
Well, it's apparently kind people, like kind people would have good self-esteem, because in a way you almost have to love yourself in order to be kind to other people.
Of course,
because people that are hateful, let's face it, they don't really love themselves, do they? Like if you're somebody, I remember ages ago reading this thing and it really annoyed me. I don't know why it annoyed me, but I was reading about this woman and she was pregnant. She was like 9 months pregnant, and she was on a bus. And it was packed bus and she was standing in front of this fella and he was in a suit and he refused to get up, you know, and give her a seat. And I just thought, that's fucking, what a dick. Like, why? But I thought it was really funny because she was 9 months pregnant, she was feeling really sick and she threw up all over him and his suitcase. Oh, Jesus. I just thought that was brilliant. But I was just thinking, like, how could you be... Like, what is wrong with you that you wouldn't do? Why would you not get up if you're like a fully grown, like, healthy male? Like, well, would you not?
We've talked about this before. You've judged him, but why have you judged him? What, you don't know what he could be like in a whole other world and doesn't even notice her because there's some shit going down.
Yeah. That's friggin' Siri. Siri just activated and says he doesn't understand what you're talking about, Karen.
Leave that in, that's funny. Totally ruined my train of thought. But yeah, sorry. I was supposed to call you out if you were judging, so you've judged him. But as I say, maybe he's stressed to the max to the point. Do you know whenever you're really, really stressed and something's going on, you don't even see what's going on around you? So maybe that tell yourself that story, you know. That's me trying to think that mankind is.
Well, he's seen it when she threw up all over him. That's funny. Yeah, I know what you mean though, actually. Yeah, I'm judging him, but yeah.
Which is what most people do. It takes an enlightened being to not judge.
And then you judge people that aren't kind as well, don't you? You judge people that are in that sort of situation aren't, you know, courteous or, you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah, interesting.
It's just because they're not acting the way you would, but as I say, there's probably a story behind it. Because I think inherently we are all kind. I think it is almost built in. We, you know, if you go way back thousands of years, we had communities and we looked after each other and hunted and gathered for families and their tribe or whatever it was. I think it's built in. It's just modern day life's kind of messed us up a little bit. It's just trying to find it again, you know. Be aware.
It's kind of so if there's different ways that you can offer kindness, I was looking at different kind of things that you can do to offer kindness to people.
Oh, let me just get my pen and I'll write these down so I can carry them out today.
There's like 25. I'll not read all of them, like, but let me see. Hold open the door for the person behind you.
Obviously, that's a pretty good one. Yeah. If you don't do that, although you're crazy.
Well, I've had people not do that to me in the past.
Again, we're judging, so.
I know, but then I've also, this is another judge, also I remember going to the shop
one time. I'm going to call you out. Yes.
I went to the shop one time. And there's all these kind of, you know, like kids, like all dressed up in their Adidas and like the Louis Schmicks, God love them, standing outside, you know, outside the shop door.
Yes.
And they all, and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to walk past these guys. And you know, one of them actually went up, opened the door for me into the shop to let me in. And I was like, really, I was really surprised. I was like,
judging a book.
I was like, maybe these kids are nice kids, but they didn't, you know what I mean? I assumed that they were going to shout something or say something.
Yeah. So that's
another.
Something to do with you again, isn't it? Rather than them. You have an expectation of this behavior that comes from people who wear tracksuits.
It's funny, isn't it? What else? Pay for the person behind you in line.
I've read that a lot and I like it, but I've never thought to do it. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been in a line that close to somebody, you know.
Depends on how expensive it is.
Yeah, whole big.
I'm not gonna buy them a
for
whole
five.
Big shop, like. Yeah. Give your time to a friend or someone who needs it. Well, that's quite good. Encourage a friend or family member when they are uncertain or unmotivated.
Yeah.
Well, that would be you. You would do that.
That would be me. Yeah. I like doing that.
And there's another one for you. Invite someone new into your friend tribe.
Ah, why is that for me? Why did you say that?
Because you always want to meet new people. And
yes. Yeah. And then you can have a whole different kind of vibe about your life, if you like, because they're into different things and you could be then into different things. Yeah, no, that's great. I hope to meet new people.
Meditate on loving kindness meditation. Yeah, I did meditation there this morning. It was quite good. But there is like a little mantra that you're supposed to say when you're doing your meditation as you're meditating. It's, you say it over and over again. May you be happy, healthy, peaceful, and free from suffering. May my actions in some way contribute to the happiness, health, peace, and freedom for all. And, well, it doesn't have to be all. That's a bit of a long one there.
That one at the end is not normally in it.
No, it's a bit extreme. May you be happy, healthy, and free from suffering is normally what I would do. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a nice one. And then you think of someone that you hate and you wish that on them. I'm joking.
That guy on the bus, yeah.
Yeah, that guy on the bus. May you be free of your suffering and your stress and clean up all the sick off you. It's funny. Help someone get some rest. That's a good one, actually. Watch their kids run an errand, bring them dinner.
Oh, I wish I could do that for my friend Ali, who's in Edinburgh right now, but what can you do? Shout out to Ali if you're listening to me. I would like to help you, but I can't. I'm too far away.
Oh, no. Something like that you don't realise is actually very, very helpful for people, you know, especially if they're under stress and pressure and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Remove complaints and curses for 1 week.
Well, I can do the complaint thing, but the curse, we've already ruined that today.
I know, that's what I do. Make a donation. Yeah, make a donation. You would do that, wouldn't you?
No, I'm not very good at that, actually. It could be better.
Yeah.
But now, see, just to interrupt there, when you were talking about complaining, I wrote a list of 5 rules to live by recently, and that's on it. Physical exercise, get up early every day, don't complain, meditate, and study and read. Just to go off on a tangent. But those are kind of, they're super basic and everybody could do them. And it makes you feel
better.
I
haven't read as much as I imagined that I would do on this lockdown. I was a big avid reader before lockdown. I haven't read anything. I read one book. And see, to be honest, the one book, I found it really hard and difficult to read. It was like a Matt Haig. It was his anxiety. He has a book about anxiety.
Right.
And it's actually about living on a nervous planet, which I thought was very apt for everything that was happening.
Yes,
but it was written.
Do you know what you maybe need to do? But I'm not telling you, of course. And I've had this problem too. Read more fiction, not fact. And
I know.
More enjoyable, and it makes you creative as well. Apparently.
Does it? I need to get some books that are not psychology books, because literally I have
the
case. My house looks like a psychology section of
Yeah. It's like, just because you're reading doesn't mean you have to educate yourself every time.
I know. But it was interesting, that book, I couldn't actually read it because the guy that wrote it had anxiety, and it was almost giving me anxiety reading about his anxiety. So I couldn't, like, every couple of pages, I just was like, I can't read this. You're giving me anxiety talking about your anxiety. That's, it was funny. Good. It was interesting. Yeah.
So. Well, did you sign up for Eckhart Tolle's new three-part free thing? I don't know if you're on his mailing list. I've even heard about it. But he was talking.
No, actually, I haven't. No.
He was talking about anxiety yesterday, but of course it'll be like, I can't even explain what he says, but just the fact that anxiety, not that it isn't real, but it's just you aren't dealing with something, you're not bringing it in. Same as way you've been talking about in the past, you're not dealing with it properly, so you need to sit with it and work through it.
The meditation I went on earlier was about anxiety as well. Yes, and right. she said, what was it? It was actually quite interesting. She says, everyone thinks that it's the outside world that's causing the internal, that's causing your internal distress and your anxieties. Yeah. Yeah. But it's actually your internal world that's perceiving the external world. So if you're internally stressed and, you know, anxious, then everything that's around you in your life is gonna reinforce that.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking for it. You feel, when you're anxious, you feel threatened. But like Eckhart's always saying, nobody, like right now, unless you're in the midst of something, right now in this second, there is no threat. You're safe. There's no reason to be anxious. But that's just, I mean, I know it's just talk and it's easier said than done. But right, like you and me right now, we're just sitting in our houses having a chat. There's nothing to be anxious about. And the media makes it so much worse. The media just ignites everything. So I know we've talked about that before, but just try and do things that you love, and then hopefully that'll bring you into the present moment when you're doing all this sort of creative stuff as well. If you are reading a novel, or if you're, whatever it is that's creative to you, it doesn't have to be painting a picture, like, but that brings you into the present moment. And I bet 9 times out of 10, anybody listening, if you are doing that thing, you're not anxious in that moment, you know?
No, you're thinking about that thing that you're doing, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's why people love, I think I've read this before, extreme sports, where you have to be hyper alert and concentrating, you know, like rock climbing and stepping, base jumping and stuff, all that there, because there's no room for anxiety. You have to be in the moment. So what can you do today that's in the moment?
I suppose anxiety is, it's kind of like feeling the emotions of being on a side of a mountain, but you're in the middle of in a bus or something, you know.
I'm not trying to downplay it, absolutely. I'm sure your feelings are absolutely real, but if you keep doing the same thing and keep having the same reaction, that's, what did they say, that's insanity, you know. if you don't change something, then nothing's going to change on well, it's the outside you think, but it's really the inside that you gotta work on. Is not kindness anymore.
No, we've turned it into one about anxiety. But no, it's interesting. It is interesting. How can kindness and being kind to other people ease anxiety and be... Because in a way, you know, having compassion for people can. Because, as you say, it releases all the happy hormones. I think it is quite interesting, you said about earlier on, about people thinking somebody that's kind is weak, you know. That kind of idea of individualism, isn't it, that Donald Trump has, that, you know, don't care about anyone else but yourself, just think of yourself all the time, and that makes you a strong, you know, powerful person. But it doesn't,
but if you break that down, that's a very, very insecure somebody who doesn't like themselves at all, probably, when you peel back a few layers.
That's a
massive big wall being built up to protect yourself, I would say.
Whereas there's more strength in the collectivism and like people being together and working together as a whole. Yeah. Like, just look at America at the minute. Like, I mean, they're all going nuts over there. It's just,
I know,
it's like, it's only going to get worse. I think that civil war is just going to happen, just because they haven't thought in a very individualistic way rather than in a kind and worrying about other people. You know, I mean. Not like they're not even worrying about, like, with this whole pandemic thing, the most important thing is that everyone's healthy, and to have their attitude that, oh, we're going to work anyway, it's not my fault you're sick, tough shit. You know, it's like, you know,
you're not thinking about anybody else.
Just thinking about yourself and how you're going to get money and how you're going to be able to afford to live, not caring about the fact that you're spreading your germs around and you're going to kill hundreds of people potentially. You know,
it's just fear. That's total fear. That's all you are, is scared, and that's why you react that way. 100%.
Yeah.
To deal with the fact that there's nothing right now to be scared of. Just chill.
Yeah. Yeah. A little quote from Dalai Lama.
Oh, very good. I was listening to, he has a podcast out now with 10% Happier. That's the latest one. I just started listening to it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I must have
He's a brave age.
Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
They got a good coup there, didn't they? 10% up here. Very good. Exactly. Dalai Lama's on it.
Yeah.
I must have a listen to that later.
The very last one. Mm-hmm.
It was good.
I have only started before I started talking to you, so I need to give it a bit more of a listen.
Is it like a collection of different ones? Or
no, it's
a series?
Dan had an interview with him. It's only 30 minutes, so.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Go and listen. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, guys, if you want to try and listen to it later when this show comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, his little quote is, be kind wherever possible. It is always possible.
Yes. And then on that note, did you see that I put up a quote yesterday about kindness? Did you see it?
I did, but I can't remember what it is offhand. What was it?
It was by one of my favourites, the Stoics, Seneca. And wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. So good.
Yeah, that's a nice one, actually.
Isn't it nice? Just simple. It's so true.
Yeah.
And I know it's easier to be kind to people that you love, obviously, and not so much when people are being crazy. But I think I've heard stories about whenever you are nice to somebody who's, you know, people who are really angry on Twitter and trolling celebrities, I've seen interactions where they've actually asked them if they're all right, and then they find out they're not, and that's why, and then they break down a few barriers, you know. So
I always, if I encounter someone who's angry, I always kill them with kindness. I can't I can't do it any other way. I'm not very confrontational, like I'll not shout back, you know, but I always find it works.
What good does it do if you fight fire with fire? It doesn't work.
You always find people that are angry. They're not really angry. There's always something else. They're frustrated. Something's happened to them.
Of course.
You know,
course.
There's always a reason. So
they're if sad you're kind, or...
It's hard for people to be angry with you if you're nice to them as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's very difficult because at the end of the day, then it makes them feel bad about themselves. So
best case scenario, they'll just be quiet after that and think, oh wow, yeah, you've triggered me there. Or else, you know, maybe they will open up. I don't know what will happen if you do something like that. It's interesting. Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
No. That's nope. More. Do you want any more of these?
Yeah, fire a few more.
Right, okay. Give someone a genuine compliment. That's a nice one.
Yeah. I'm not very good at that. No, that's lies. I don't do the whole, oh, that's lovely. I don't notice what people are wearing. Do you know when people do that? I don't really notice that. It'll be maybe more a personality trait that'll be complimentary towards, like, oh, you did that, well done. I don't think I would talk about what somebody is wearing or looking like, or handbags and shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a physical thing. I mean, you could say something like a genuine compliment, like, what could you say? You could say something like, I really loved your such and such post.
Yeah.
You know, I loved your Instagram post, your photograph that you took. That's a nice compliment.
Yeah. And it's so easy to do. But people don't, maybe.
I'm not great at it. But any time that I have had compliments, it's always made me feel good about myself.
Does do that, doesn't it?
It does. look for ways that you can promote peace. I would be one of these ones that if there's an argument going on, I'll never really take sides. I always kind of stick myself in the middle.
Yeah,
I just can't get into arguments unless somebody's done something really wrong. But how can you promote people to see the errors of their ways and make amends with each other?
Yeah, peacemaker.
Or this is another good one. Make peace with someone that has hurt you. Have you ever done that before?
Nobody's really hurt me. That sounds really dramatic. Touch wood.
Have they not? Has nobody ever said anything or done anything that you've maybe thought,
Not to the point where it stayed with me. Like, when I was younger and I got, like, bullied a wee bit, but I'm never going to see these people again. Nobody in my recent past, no.
But maybe that's because you've already made peace with them in your way or whatever.
Maybe that's it. Yep. And again, law of attraction, I seek out the peace, so I only see peace.
Yeah. Maybe you don't realise that you've made the peace. But
yeah. Yeah. I have never, I'm not one of the, you know the way you hear stories of families having like massive rifts and don't talk for 20 years? That, yeah. And I've heard of people changing that around and it's been amazing, but I don't have any big stories now. Thankfully, yeah. I don't really want one of those big stories.
I want to say I love you a little bit more to your family and friends.
Oh, I'm bad at that. Yeah, to my family. We've done it maybe a bit more recently, but yeah. It's because we're not that kind of family, unfortunately.
You don't say I love you, no.
No, maybe in a text or whatever.
I don't think we say I love you a lot either in our family. I don't know. But if we do, it's like, love you. It's not like...
I love you, yeah. That makes it totally different, doesn't it? When you put the I in front of it.
Yeah, it does. Oh, this is a nice one. Give something meaningful to someone. Loan a book, bring flowers, drop off cookies. Whatever takes your fancy.
I guess I was meant to bring that book to you the other day too. Oh, well.
Which one was it you were going to give me?
Have It All or something, I think it was called. It's just a wee short one. I thought you might like it just because of the whole law of attraction stuff we were talking about. That's what she's talking about.
Well,
women having it all, whereas the connotation is that most women say, no, you can't have it all. But really, is that true? Because she does have it all.
woman?
Yes. It's just a really crappy phrase that's stuck. It's like an old wives' tale. Can't have it all. No, you can't be an entrepreneur and have a family, for instance. Well, she is. So if you want it, you can have it. It's just if you don't really want it, then you'll just hang on to that negativity, I guess. But yeah, I'll let you read that one. Although before I give it to you, I will sanitize it, and then you can sanitize it, and then you can read it, and then you can sanitize it again and give it back to me. And I hope you enjoy it. It's really small, so you should fly through it. Although it is not fictional, so it's going against our rules here.
That's okay. It's a feel-good one anyway, so sounds
exactly.
good.
Exactly. You'll feel lifted. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Have we any more, or is that us? Have we any takeaways for our audience? Because you know I like to do that.
I suppose the takeaways are that you should be kind to people.
Done. Mic drop. Well, not do one thing today that's kind and hope that it causes a ripple effect, which you may not see, but have that intention anyway.
Yeah, notice, I suppose, as well. Notice if other people are kind to you. You know, a lot of people are kind. People are nice. Like 90% of people are all right. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
Are you thinking about it and realizing it? Yeah. Because we're also caught up in our own jazz that we don't maybe notice as well.
Even if it is something small, like, you know, somebody saying hello to you in the queue in the shop or something, or you know.
Exactly. After this call, I'm gonna go up to my friends and sit in her back garden from a distance and chat to her. I haven't seen her since all this started, so
are you? It's nice this week. I've been seeing a few different people, and it's nice to catch up with people, isn't just it? It feels a wee bit more normal.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, be kind, guys, and the world may just become a better place.
That's it.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.